scientists at the Center for International Energy and Environmental Policy set out to answer three questions about the relationship between food and energy use.
We had to figure out how much energy is in food, how much food is wasted, and then how much of that energy is in the wasted food.
Michael Weber is the center's associate director and co-author of the study, which he says came up with some surprising answers.
Anywhere between 8 and 16% of our nation's energy consumption all in goes towards the food system, food production, transportation, preparation, preservation, disposal. So we take somewhere like 10% of the nation's energy and put it into food, and then we throw away at least a quarter of that food. Some people say even 50%.
What Americans spend on food has declined in relative terms for decades. And because food is so abundant and cheap, Americans are not as concerned about tossing it out. So Weber and his colleagues calculated how much energy was needed to produce the trashed food.
We found that there's at least 2% of the nation's energy consumption is embedded in food we throw away. And that ends up being a pretty big number because of how much energy we consume overall as a nation.
2% is more energy than Switzerland or Sweden consume in a year, and the equivalent of about 350 million barrels of oil. Weber's study suggests that putting the brakes on food waste would be good for the planet and the pocketbook.
It might reduce our emissions. It might reduce our environmental impacts. And we just have to find a way to do it so that it's really affordable as well. It might be we save money because we're wasting less money on food we don't eat.
Weber says the study is based on old data that needs to be updated. But still he thinks the numbers are good enough to make a point. Food waste is a waste of energy.
I think the next step for us at a research level is to get a better sense of what's going on, get better data, get better scientific analysis. At the same time, perhaps we could consider some policy options to reduce the waste.
According to the study, the most wasted foods were fats and oils, dairy products, grains, eggs, fruits, and vegetables. The work was published in the American Chemical Society journal, Environmental Science and Technology. Roseanne Skirbel, VOA News, Washington.